It's 12:08 on the John Phillips Show, Talk Radio 790 KABC, and it's time to fully reopen the state of California for business. Mr. Randy Wang's at the sports desk in Culver City.
John, President Joe Biden was just addressing the nation on the latest jobs numbers, and I need you to help me. Can you tell me, is this supposed to be a joke?
We brought together business and labor to solve the problems. The much-predicted crisis didn't occur. The Grinch did not steal Christmas, nor any votes.
Is that supposed to be a joke?
Well, I can tell you this. If there are any comedy writers looking for work, if you're willing to move to the East Coast, I bet you can find a good government job. We're well aware of that, Joe. Well aware. 800-222-KABC is the telephone number. 1-800-222-5222. Now, Randy, you are a big movie guy. You love to watch movies at home with the lovely wife.
That's right. I prefer home because I have a nice couch, I have a huge TV, and I can drink as much wine as I want.
Now, are you a fan of the organized crime genre?
Oh, yeah. Love me some Goodfellas. Love me some Casino.
One of the things that happens in those movies is when the mob wants someone to know that their days are numbered, they do things like put a horse's head in their bed. So you come home from a night on the town and you march up the stairs and head to your bedroom and you look at your freshly made bed with freshly washed sheets and you start to pull those sheets down to get into bed. I'm picturing you dressed like someone from A Christmas Carol. The pajamas and the hat, the whole bit. But when you pull those sheets down, you see a horse's head. And at that point, you know your days are numbered.
The mafia has sent a message.
That's right. You need to have the kids start your car from now on. You never know what's going to happen. And that proverbial horse's head has now been put in the bed of one Rochelle Weeping Walensky over at the CDC.
Overnight, it seems that everybody has turned on the director of the CDC. It started earlier this week with Fauci questioning her, but now we've got reports from inside the White House. Everybody hates Rochelle Walensky.
That's right. The first one to get voted off the island was that diva in the scarves. Now it looks like they're all turning on Rochelle Walensky, led by one flip-flop Fauci. CNN did the story. Let's listen.
Brand new CNN reporting today reveals growing frustration within the White House and within the CDC with the CDC director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky. Current and former senior Biden administration officials, plus a CDC scientist, shared complaints with CNN about how the CDC is making some decisions.
And this is exactly what they did to Kamala a couple months ago.
Oh, yeah. It was CNN that broke the story, and the story came from the Biden White House.
Complaints about how CDC guidance is then communicated. These sources cite Walensky's updated isolation guidance this week as a clear example of what they see as CDC messaging fumbles. Our chief White House correspondent, Caitlin Collins, is with us. She's part of the team reporting this story.
They spend a lot of money on sound effects over there.
CDC messaging fumbles. Our chief White House correspondent, Caitlin Collins, is with us. She's part of the team reporting this story. Caitlin, tell us more.
Well, of course, Sean, you know, Dr. Walensky came into this job a year ago vowing to restore trust into the agency. The CDC had been weakened essentially by the Trump administration, these accusations of politics driving the science there when Donald Trump was in office as president. And that is something she wanted to fix. And now, as we are approaching that 1 year mark, you see Americans questioning the CDC and its guidance on this ongoing pandemic now more than ever, especially with those changes that were announced in recent days when it comes to what to do if you've tested positive and you're isolating at home now that we have this surge in cases due to the Omicron variant. And so we've learned from sources that starting last fall, understanding the fact that the CDC had had a series of messaging problems, fumbling the messaging on several big decisions, Director Walensky started taking media training.
Wait a minute. impending doom wasn't something that was celebrated in the government?
Was this like when we have to take the sexual harassment training? She had to log into her HR website and watch a bunch of videos about how to talk to the media?
Well, if it's like our sexual harassment training, she's going to be brought back every few months.
Director Walensky started taking media training, hoping to improve her communication skills so when she steps out in the public eye, as she did earlier today, in the first independent CDC media briefing since last summer, she can better communicate the changes to the CDC's guidance and the improvements, the updates that they make. But they are still plagued, John, by questions about what's going on. And
yeah, whoever's administering that media training might need to be fired.
Okay, here's what they don't understand. The problem is not that she's not smiling enough. The problem is not that she's not quick-witted enough. The problem is that they contradict themselves every other day. So if you give her bad information to go on TV and to convey to the public, that's not on her. That's on you.
That's not a lot. There's not a lot there that media training can fix.
No. And like Kamala, I actually feel sorry for Kamala to this extent. The Biden administration sent her out to sell their border policy. Well, their border policy is a complete and total failure. So if you're giving her a dog to sell, don't get upset when no one's buying.
Still plagued, John, by questions about what's going on. And this is not just coming from critics outside the administration or from health experts outside the administration. Sometimes it's coming from her own peers inside the White House.
The call is coming from inside the house.
Oh, yes. The sharks are circling. There is blood in the water, and they are going for the kill.
Somebody like, you know, the big airlines, some of the big businesses, they called the White House and said, hey, this 10-day quarantine is killing us. We got to go down to 5 days or there will not be air travel during Christmas. And they needed a sacrificial lamb to sell that product. And now they're throwing her under the bus.
And you know what's great about this? Watching her and Fauci engage in this human cockfight reminds me so much of what happened in the 80s when Iran went to war with Iraq, where all you're rooting for are casualties.
Sometimes it's coming from her own peers inside the White House, because you've seen officials raise questions about why that latest guidance on when you can leave isolation after you've tested positive didn't include a recommendation to take a rapid test. That is something that other health officials in the administration thought should have been included. And it's something that CDC Director Walensky has defended in the days since. And today on the call, on this briefing with reporters, she did say that she wants to restore communication and make it better at the CDC. Of course, whether or not that happens or if it's too late for people to restore their trust in the CDC is a big question, because even the CDC scientists have said that.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
The process of putting that guidance together at times, John, doesn't really go outside of a small circle of Walensky's advisors. And so then by the time it's out and people are raising...
Wait, is she not following the science?
Wouldn't be the first time that's happened.
Small circle of Walensky's advisors. And so then by the time it's out and people are raising questions about certain ways it was announced, certain ways it was implemented, it's too late to have that process where other people could have weighed in and said, maybe this sounds more reasonable, or maybe this is a better way to explain the science to people. And so it's just been a massive issue within the CDC for months now when it comes to messaging. It was last year on masking. It was when the Delta wave hit over the summer. And now it still is, unfortunately, in 2022.
Back up that bus.
Oh, yeah. And since she's still in office, they'll have opportunities to run her over again and again. Now, she may contradict herself on a regular basis, but she's no dummy. She understands what's going on. She knows she's hanging on by a thread, and she's got to go out there and fight for her job. So she decided to go on Good Morning America and address all of her critics. Let's see how that media training worked out.
We're going to turn right now to that fight against COVID and the fast-spreading Omicron variant. Joining us this morning is the director of the CDC, Dr. Rochelle Walensky. Dr. Walensky, I want to dive right in. Thanks so much for being with us this morning. Your agency, you know this, is facing a lot of criticism over these new guidelines over isolation and not requiring a five-day test to get out of those isolations. The American Medical Association is saying, going as far as saying they're not only confusing, but they risk spreading this virus even further. Are they wrong?
Let me just clarify and say, isolation, we talk about isolation in the context of people who've had a positive test, who know that they are infected. And we have now dozens of studies referenced on the CDC website that have demonstrated that you are most infectious in the 1 to 2 days before your symptoms and the 2 to 3 days after your symptoms. So by 5 days after your symptoms, the vast majority of your contagiousness is really behind you. And what we say at day five then is, are your symptoms gone? Are you feeling better? Is your cough gone, sore throat gone? And if so, then it is safe to go out if you are wearing a mask all the time. And that means not going out to restaurants, not going out to gyms, not going in visiting grandma.
What? Can't visit grandma?
Not going out to restaurants, not going out to gyms, not going in visiting grandma, but really conscientiously wearing your mask for those last 5 days.
But that wasn't in the original guidance.
Oh, no. We read through that. This is an addendum.
So, yes, you have to isolate for 5 days, but then those other 5 days that we thought you go back to work, no, 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 no. You wear a mask and do absolutely nothing but outside your home.
So what happened? Did the printer run out of ink?
Not going out to restaurants, not going out to gyms, not going in visiting grandma, but really conscientiously wearing your mask for those last 5 days. Now, some have said that they are interested in using an antigen or a home test at the end of those 5 days. And if people are interested and have access, then they may choose to take that extra step and do that antigen test. We've provided some guidance as to how to interpret that. And that means that if that test is positive, you should stay home for those extra 5 days. But if that test is negative, you should go out and continue to wear your mask. Now, I've read the AMA statement and I have deep respect for the AMA, but I will also say we've heard a lot of support for our ongoing guidance from public health partners, from other clinical and laboratory partners as well.
They're going after this woman, and they're going after her with a vengeance. Now, we're supposed to look at these people as if they're public health officials. If you do that, knock it off. You have to look at them like they're politicians, because that's what they are. The decisions that are being made are political decisions and have been from the very beginning. So once you start to observe their behavior through that lens, it's easier to understand. And the way things work in politics, to go back to our mob analogy, is very similar to how it works in that world. At a certain level, no one is safe. There's no king, there's no queen, there's no monarchy. All of these people are appointed to their positions, and the minute that they become toxic, they become expendable. And sometimes it's not the individual that's toxic. It's whatever it is that you're trying to sell to the public. It's the policy that's toxic. But you see, politicians are funny this way. When the policy is toxic, they don't want to admit that they screwed up. So what they look for is they look for a fall man. They look for someone to take the blame and get fired so that it looks like they're trying to right the ship. You see this happen all the time in professional and collegiate sports, where the team isn't winning and the general manager is looking bad. What does that general manager typically do? They fire the coach. You get rid of the coach, you bring someone new in, and you say it's time for a fresh start. That's part of the reason that Deborah Birx got taken out. They needed a fall person for the disastrous response that we had. And she was the most annoying one in the room, and they probably got sick of the scarf. So they said, lady, you're voted off the island. Get out. Now the same thing is happening. And it's Rochelle Walensky's turn in the barrel. And as you can tell, she's enjoying the ride.
Now, to go back to your, you know, your mafia analogy, someone has to give that order to put the horse's head, to take somebody out, to give them the kiss of death. Is Fauci giving that order?
Fauci is absolutely giving that order because he was the first one to go on TV and start undermining this woman and start attacking her credibility. He was the one that put the order in. However, if you're a fan of mob movies, you know that even The Godfather isn't always safe.
Anthony Fauci sucks.
Just ask Paul Castellano how that worked out for him. Because at a certain point, some young buck like John Gotti looked at Paul Castellano and said, "Why is this old man in my way? It's time for a new direction." And then The Godfather was replaced by John Gotti. That's how that worked. So Fauci may be going after his enemy of the day, Rochelle Walensky, and he might be successful at knocking her out. But at a certain point, flip-flop Fauci, the bell tolls for thee. And all I have to say to you is tick-tock, 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 tick-tock. Eventually, it'll be your turn, too. I love a good feud. It's the reason that going to Dodger Giants games are so much fun, or the Raiders and anyone else.
It's the only reason you ever watch The View.
Oh, to see the cat fights. I love it. I live for cat fights. And there's a doozy of a cat fight going on right now between, oh, there they go. That was Fauci. Between Rochelle Weeping Walensky and Flip-Flop Fauci. Now, let's go back to the origins of the feud, at least within the last week or so. Fauci has been going on television, throwing all kinds of shade at Walensky, but doing it in the most passive-aggressive way possible. You have some of the sound of one of Fauci's appearances on television this weekend where he did that, correct?
That's right. This is George Stephanopoulos asking Fauci about the CDC's new quarantine guidance, and Fauci saying maybe they need to put that one back in the oven.
The CDC decided that they would cut that down to 5 days if the person remains asymptomatic, so long as when they do go out in the second 5 days of that 10-day period, back to work or back into society, that they diligently wear a mask. You're right, there has been some concern about why we don't ask people at that 5-day period to get tested. That is something that is now under consideration. The CDC is very well aware that there has been some pushback about that. Looking at it again, there may be an option in that, that testing could be a part of that. And I think we're going to be hearing more about that in the next day or so from the CDC.
Okay, so that's the kitty scratching for the first time. Rochelle Walensky went on one of the late night shows, and apparently we aren't the only one that picked up on the fact that Fauci hates her.
Here's Stephen Colbert asking that very thing.
In the UK, they, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, but the UK, they went from 10 to 7 days, but they are also requiring or recommending a negative test before considering yourself out of quarantine or isolation. Are we going to do that here? Because Dr. Fauci on CNN and ABC suggested that that's under consideration. Is he talking out both sides of his mouth over there? And you'd like to tell him just put a cork in it, Tony?
Never.
That was a laugh of honesty right there.
Put a cork in it, Tony.
Never.
This is your chance right now.
Would never say that.
Deepest
respect.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallin, wherever you listen.
Obviously, yes.
You know, the really important question, the FDA has authorized these tests, and they're terrific tests for what they've authorized for. So the FDA has authorized them for diagnosis. And what they've said about these tests is they're best used for diagnosis earlier in the disease course. So my
feeling is the rapid antigen test?
The rapid antigen test, okay. Exactly. So if you have access to a test, and if you want to do a test at day 5, and if your symptoms are gone and you're feeling well, then go ahead and do that test. But here's how I would interpret that test. If it's positive, stay home for another 5 days. If it's negative, I would say you still really need to wear a mask. You still may have some transmissibility ahead of you. You still should probably not visit grandma. You shouldn't get on an airplane. And you should still be pretty careful when you're with other people by wearing a mask all the time.
She folded to Fauci.
She did. On Colbert, no less.
We might be the first people reporting this because zero people watched that interview.
Well, it's Colbert.
Here's where none of this makes any sense at all. So the 5-day quarantine was implemented because we don't have a labor force that can fill all the jobs that need to be filled so our economy can run. And you tell people to sit at home for 10 days or 2 weeks or whatever it is that they were requiring, and you can't staff your restaurants. You can't staff your bars. You can't staff your airplanes. You can't staff any of that stuff. The organizations cannot function. They melt down. And we know that the Omicron variant is not as deadly as Delta or the original Coke.
And they have pointed out through the science that you're most infectious 2 days before symptoms, 3 days after symptoms, if you get symptoms at all. So, yeah, there's your 5-day window. Anytime quarantining after that is doing nothing.
And the rules are sometimes contradictory, yet they give us these contradictory rules and do it with a straight face. And if you don't sign up for it, then you're anti-science. Well, at a certain point, people realize they're being bamboozled. Think about this. School districts have their own policies on how long you have to stay at home if you test positive.
That is fantastic.
That's our girl, Cecily Myert-Cruz. So if you are, say, a 16-year-old and you test positive and you have an after-school job, according to the science, it's safe to go back to work after 5 days, but it's unsafe to go back to school until 10. Where if you're going to school, you're being around a bunch of other young people who are at virtually zero risk. But that's the science for you. Here's another one. A friend of mine who was a doctor brought this up to me. If you work for various hospitals and you don't get vaccinated, many of them are putting you on administrative leave or firing you. They want a 100% vaxxed workforce. So if you test negative and you're an ER doctor or you're an ER nurse, you're someone that is critical at this moment in time, they will fire you and not think twice. However, if you are vaxxed and you contract the virus, and after 5 days, you're still testing positive, you can treat patients in that hospital. So from their point of view, a positive testing vaccinated doctor or nurse is safer than someone who's unvaxxed and testing negative. You look at this and your head explodes. And they will look you in the eye and they will say, well, we're doing this because of the science. And then they get angry when you decide they have no credibility.
Well, and the interesting that's happening, because every interview that she's doing in damage control mode, now that she's taken that media training, is you've got journalists asking all the questions, because as soon as they do anything that is away from lockdowns, that is away from long quarantines like this move, the journalists, all of a sudden, they're the scientists, and hey, I think I know why we're doing this. And she kept get asking over and over again, even though she says the reason that you don't need to test is because the test isn't pointless after 5 days. They're saying, you're just doing this because we don't have enough tests, right?
Well, you notice she's trying to soften her image. that has to be part of the media training. She's not going on Face the Nation. She's going on Stephen Colbert.
She got three segments with him. She was the A guest.
What, did she infect the B and C guest? I guess she should have stayed at home for more than 5 days. Director of the CDC, Rochelle Weeping Walensky, has had a tough week. She's been getting beat up all over the place by flip-flop Fauci, by CNN, all over the place, the Biden people. So she's out trying to let the world know that she's in charge and she knows what she's doing. Here she is on Good Morning America on the supply of COVID tests.
But is part of the consideration in not requiring a negative test after these 5 days because there aren't enough tests to go around in this country?
You know, we make these recommendations.
There's ABC questioning the science.
You know, we make these recommendations in the context of science, in the context of ongoing epidemiology, in the context of what is feasible in collaboration with our public health and local and state public health partners. And through that discussion and through the discussions within CDC with our own subject matter experts and with the FDA, we made the recommendation, you know, these tests are actually not authorized for the purpose of evaluating contagiousness.
Okay. Once she's eventually dumped, one of the claims that she's going to make is that she was the victim of sexism. Because think about this for a second. The allegation that was made by Good Morning America is that the CDC is going against the science in saying that you should test after 5 days to see if you're still positive because we don't have a supply of tests that would facilitate that. Go back to the masks at the very beginning of the pandemic when Fauci said we didn't need them and then was questioned on it later and said, well, we didn't have the supply of masks. And if I told everyone they needed to wear the mask, then people at the hospitals wouldn't have the supply that they needed.
Anthony Fauci sucks.
And they just gave him a pass. It's like it never happened. Yesterday doesn't exist when it comes to flip-flop Fauci, and they just move on to the next one. But not with her. Oh, no. They're calling her out.
And they keep going after her, even though she's saying the FDA and the science shows these tests don't tell you if you're contagious. So if it's been 5 days, you're not contagious. A test isn't going to tell you squat.
The Fix California Hour is next. Attorney Harmeet Dhillon joins us, so make sure you stick around for that. We'll explore whether or not the Super Bowl will be moved out of the state of California, which is word on the street. But right now we're going through the sound of Rochelle Weeping Walensky, the director of the CDC, as of today. Here she is on whether or not we just need to learn to live with the virus.
I want to ask you about those encouraging headlines that we're talking about this morning, this new study showing just how well vaccines are working to prevent severe illness. Given that, is it time to start rethinking how we're living with this virus, that it's potentially here to stay?
The overwhelming number of deaths, over 75%, occurred in people who had at least 4 comorbidities. So really, these are people who were unwell to begin with. And yes, really encouraging news in the context of Omicron. This means not only just to get your primary series, but to get your booster series. And yes, we're really encouraged by these results.
Dr. Walensky, thanks so much for your time this morning.
So that's what her media training taught her, is don't answer a question, just say what you want to say. Because the question was, is it time to live with the virus? And she did not address that one bit.
This is what I don't understand. Why is that a controversial statement? We learn to live with the flu. We learn to live with the common cold. We learn to live with shingles. We learn to live with AIDS. We learn to live with all of these other viruses, all of these other diseases that hit some populations harder than others. We figure out who's at risk. We do what we can do to take care of them. We give people the information, the tools that we have available, and we say, here they are, knock yourself out. But you can't shut the world down every time a virus does bad things to people.
Well, and you can't stop using the hospitals as your reasoning, because look at LA County. 2 out of every 3 people in the hospital that are with COVID didn't go in with COVID. They just tested positive for something else. In the ICU, 10% of patients are COVID patients. So it's not COVID that's overwhelming the hospitals. It's the backlog of people going to the hospital.
You want to do something to help out the hospitals in Los Angeles? Here's what you do. Elect a district attorney that's not okay with people shooting people right and left.
That might alleviate it.
All right. We've got two more hours coming up on the John Phillips Show on this Jimmy Buffett Friday. It's Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.